Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're going to be doing some healings tonight from the Creation Lightship. So I'll just talk briefly about the Lightship. I'm a light being doctor on the ship, and I'm also here. This is my first incarnation in about 3,000 years. And I'm just like you are, just a regular person, but I bilocate instantly to the Lightship. And the Lightship is the same ship that Jesus used when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago for teachings and healings and helping people through the process of the ascension that they're supposed to be doing. But naturally, the dark side was here, and that never happened. So the earth spirit never shifted. So the reason why we're so dense right now in our bodies is that we have 4,000 years of densities in it. And typically, we'd only have 2,000. So what happens is creation goes through the universe every 2,000 years. And remember, we're a vibration. And so everything, every time, every moment, we're being turned off and on, off and on, off and on. And for healings on the light ship, they transport us up there in the physical form. We're bilocated, and then we're turned on again in our physical form on the light ship. So we're here and we're there at the same time. So in our off state is when we're being transformed and transmuted into the light ship. So this show is mainly about healings. This is what I'm here to do, is to help people do their wonderful healings, help the light beings help us. When you're on the light ship, there is everything is free will with everybody. They will not go past your own free will of the healing. So if you don't want to have a complete healing, you won't have one. It's up to you when you're on the ship and you're communicating normally with mental telepathy. There's many, many different types of beings on the Creation Light Ship. There's over 200 races. There could be thousands of them, but to make it simple for us, there's over 200 races. And these light beings take on the physical form of their next incarnation, which will be after the Universal Shift. And so what the Universal Shift does is the whole universe, in a sense, gets turned off, and then the energies, the spirit energies of the creations that they control, just like our earth spirit here controlling the earth, will have a chance to go to a higher frequency of vibration. So our earth spirit is going to eighth dimensional vibration in our terminology here. And what will happen is the earth will be here. It'll have a walk-in spirit at that time. And the walk-in spirit will typically take people to the fourth or fifth dimension. I don't know which one the earth will be going to at that time. I'm not concerned with that. I'm only concerned with the earth spirit, the way it is right now, and its transformation. So I don't have any information on the walk-in spirit, but there will be a walk-in spirit to take over the planet here. And so when you go up on the light ship will help to attune you to eight-dimensional reality. So, and this reality is with your physical body and its consciousness. Most people, when they hear about ascension, they somehow forget about the body a lot of times, thinking about their spirit leaving. Well, that always leaves, so that's going to happen regardless. But it's a gift in this lifetime right now. Since your body has this 4,000 years of density, it's able now to move forward into a new consciousness. So it's up to you to do the work to have this happen. It's not the 100 monkey syndrome where one person will get it and you can ride on the coattail to someone else who did the work. It doesn't work that way. If it would have happened when Jesus walked the planet 2,000 years ago. It's up to each individual person to do their work for the transformation of their body that they're in right now. So the first thing we're going to do now on healing is entity releases. And if anyone would like to call in, I'll take questions probably in about 15 minutes if you wish to do so. So we're going to first do an entity clearing for everybody. Entities are emotional bodies of dead people that are on this planet. And naturally, what happens is when a person, the physical body dies through the religious processes, the minister, the priest, the rabbi, or maybe even yourself will do a prayer, and the spirit that looks out of the eyes of the person will leave. It'll normally stick around for maybe a week to maybe a month, typically. just to make sure the family members are, you know, in good hands and have handled the transition of this person leaving. And then at that point, the spirit will depart. But the emotional body does not get blessed, does not get healed. So it looks around for other people with the same similar condition that the person died from, and it will attach themselves to those people and do body hopping, and they go on and on and on, and what they do is bring the consciousness of that lifetime that they lived to you, and they can actually run your body just like a puppeteer with a marionette, you know, and the little puppet's moving around, which is your body, and this entity now is using its consciousness, working through you, doing things that maybe you don't know anything about or find yourself strange doing. So anyway, entities are not good, and they need to be blessed away. So in this healing process, we're going to put more of your spirit energy back into you after we release some entities. So here we go. So right now, we're just releasing entities from you. And most people, when they feel this transformation happening to them, and this is the light ship doing this, all these healings are instantaneous. Remember, you're working with creation energy. This is a creation light ship. Every spiritual blueprint that was created in the light is on this light ship. And they know who you are, and right now they're going to facilitate healings with you. And right now we're just taking away entities. And some people will actually feel their body change. You may feel maybe aches and pains leave you. Remember, if you have an entity that maybe died of a heart attack, you may feel like you're having a heart attack. Or if you have an entity that may be attached to you because you're stuck on your knee and it had a broken knee, then you're going to have this same scenario happening to you as far as the pain threshold. So we're taking away entities now, and now we're going to bring back more of your divine spirit to your body. So naturally, your spirit left you from pain and trauma. This is why they leave. And most people are only 20% in their bodies. So if you're 20% in the body, what's in the other 80%? Well, it's not you. So during this process, we're going to try to get everybody up to a pretty high percentage here. So right now, the light ship is looking for your spirit fragments. Remember, each moment in time, a part of your spirit is looking out of your eyes to have this experience. And if you hurt yourself, physical pain, get angry, have emotional trauma, take drugs that alter your mind, each time that happens, whatever is trying to look out of your eyes will leave because it's too low of density. So right now you might feel a presence around your body, and this is you, your divine spirit, and I'm going to count to 10, and your spirit will come in to your body whatever way it needs to. It could come in through your crown or through the heart. It makes no difference. It knows how to come into your body. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and you should feel a little heavier as your spirit comes into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And now I want to release some more entities. Remember, if you're full of entities and you're at 100% with no place for your spirit to come in, your spirit cannot and will not come into you because there's no room for it. So we need to clear away entities to allow space for your spirit to join up with the other parts of your spirit to make you more whole and complete. What I'm doing is what every religion on this planet should be doing for everyone. If everybody was in their body 100%, I'm sure that we'd have a lot better spiritual guidance and maybe a completely different lifestyle here. Because then your spirit could connect with you and you could be in the divine flow. Okay, here we go. And we have some more of your spirit energy around you, and it's being cleaned off. And here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do this one more time for everyone. And this you should be doing yourself, probably 2-3 times a day. If you find yourself getting upset with something, somebody pushes your buttons, and chances are your spirit is not with you at that time. And then an entity will act out what it wants to do through you. to some other person. And if you've ever noticed, when you have an argument with someone, what can actually happen is an entity can come into the first person who starts the argument, and then after the person does what they do, maybe say some nasty things for maybe 5 to 10 seconds, then the entity will jump into the other body of the person, which may be a friend of yours, and they start the same process with them, because they can find all the different memories and different thought patterns that the person has. They know how to push your buttons, and they'll body hop back and forth during this argument process. And then eventually, maybe after 15 minutes, hopefully it won't be that long, but after your argument is over with, you both feel kind of tired because you used up all your life force energy. The entity just loved it because it's feeding on your life force energy, your emotional energy. And at that time, it's fully charged up and it can leave you. And you feel drained. So here we go. Here's some more of you coming into yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is great. You feel you're all probably at least 50% on your bodies right now. And like I said, you should feel maybe some tingles and warmth in your body. And now what we're going to do is do a quick process here. We're going to take you out instantly and put you back in again. Because your spirits can't come in your body improperly. You can come in upside down. You can come in sideways. You can be turned 180 degrees. You can come in with your feet in the proper orientation, and your head could be at your belly button. So there's all different ways your spirit can come in improperly. So, and the worst thing is probably alarm clocks in the morning. Whenever you jump and get startled, that means that your spirit had to come back to your body, because your spirit is here for your body's protection. And it will come into you whatever way it can. And it may not come in with the proper orientation, because all of a sudden it hears this alarm go off. And it has, we'll say, an alarm, and it goes, oh my God, I got to come back to this body. It needs protection. And this is what I'm here to do, is to help the body heal. So it'll come flying in from wherever it went to when you're sleeping and come into you as a crash landing. And if it comes in wrong, you're going to feel real strange the next day. So here we go. Out and in. Now you're all in properly. And what I'll do for you to show you how it is to be in your body wrong, if you'd like to experiment with this here, it's very safe. We put back in your body properly afterwards. What we're going to do is take your spirit, and we're going to ask it to turn around so that it's actually looking behind you. So it'll be turning around clockwise 180 degrees. Okay, here we go. Coming out, and now you're in. And now you're in backwards. So you may feel like you have great psychic vision behind you, but in front of you, you may feel a little strange. I'm going to take you out again and put you back in. Now you're in properly. And I'm going to put you in so that your head is now at your feet. And you might even recognize some of these sensations and remember that maybe a long time ago that you felt this same kind of feeling in your body. And you didn't know what to do with it, or how you could put your finger on it to figure out what was wrong with you. So here we go. We're going to take you out, turn your spirit so it comes in straight down, and now you're coming back in. And now your head's down at your feet. And I feel kind of strange myself right now. And we're going to come out now. Come out. And now you're being put back in properly. So this is a little tool that you can kind of recognize now when you're in your body improperly. Next, we're going to do a very important thing. This is what everybody should be doing also in meditation. Remember, you will not get your spiritual guidance in your head. A lot of people, when they attempt to tune in, they tune into conversations in their mind, in their head. They go to this kind of dimension, we'll say, to get their spiritual guidance. And it could be an entity right there and making you buy things that you don't want. Maybe you go walking in front of a crystal store and all of a sudden you feel like you have to buy 20 crystals. Well, the entity may just love to have crystals. And so you spend all your food money for that week, and you buy all these crystals, and maybe after a day or so, you wonder, why did I buy these things? So anyway, and you thought you were being guided on your spiritual path, and an entity was just fooling with you. And a lot of people have this sensation and this experience of not knowing how to tune into their own spirit. So what we're going to do is drop you down And if you visualize or just picture an elevator, your forehead, will say, your consciousness will be the 10th floor, and your first floor will be inside of your heart. And I'm going to count backwards, and we're going to take your awaking consciousness, your thoughts, and drop them into your heart center. This is where you should be when you meditate all the time. And I will say one thing, you do not want to go out of your body when you meditate to get information. You're just escaping from reality, basically. And when you do that, you can very possibly bring in tons of entities into your body. So remember, you have to protect your physical body temple from entities. And when your spirit is gone and you want to do your stress reduction to escape from reality here, that's not good. So here we go. Just close your eyes. I'm going to take a deep breath and kind of relax here. And now we're going down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now you're in your heart. We'll make a better connection for you. We'll do this 5 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. So now you should feel very peaceful. And I'll just mute my line here for about a minute so you can get your own spiritual guidance. Okay, so you should feel really centered right now. You should feel calm. You should have a state of being connected to source energy, which is part of your spirit. Your spirit is part of the divine. And hopefully you got your spiritual guidance. I'm going to bring in a divine energy from the creation light ship into your living room. I'm going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And sometimes she'll bring in the fragrance of roses. So we'll see what she'll do tonight here for everyone. And when she comes in, you can ask for physical healing and guidance. And what I'd like you all to do, too, is to get a water glass. It's a glass of water. We're going to do some water charging this evening, too. So you could do that right now if you wish. This water will be divinely charged just for you from the creation light ship. It'll have special codes in there of light energy. And most water for everybody, you know, who have had this experience, they say the water is smoother, silkier. People have commented on having the chlorine taste out of the water. And it's just divinely charged water for you right now. So do get your glass of water. And I want to bring in the energy of Mother Mary right now. And I use the word stronger to command the energy. All healings are commanding the energies to work for you. You cannot wish them or hope them or plead with them. It has to be a command, a direct command. So here comes Mother Mary. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. more times here. Stronger, 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 stronger. That feels good. Stronger. Okay, again, I'll just mute the line. And if you have your computer in front of you, the monitor, just click on my show on Saturday night at 9 o'clock, and it'll come up with my screen here. And just scroll down a little ways, and you can see this beautiful light beam. She was drawn by a lady who actually physically saw her on the Creation Light Shift in one of the healing sessions. And then we're going to energize her for you also. So do that procedure right now. And I'll put my line on mute for a little bit here. You can experience Mother Mary and get your picture ready on your monitor. Okay, so you should have this beautiful light being in front of you on your monitor. And just kind of look at her, and what we're going to do now is we're going to bring in her energy. Remember, she is a physical being on the light ship. This is how she looks. And she's going to put her divine spiritual energy into this photograph here. And you're going to find that she'll start to emit energy off of her forehead. The colored rays will actually start to change color. On my monitor, the aura now is changing around her head. And you will start to see her face within probably the next minute actually become three-dimensional as she lifts off the monitor screen a little bit. She'll start to have a human quality to her, an emotional quality of love. And you may start to see her smile a little bit right now. With her eyes, she'll start to emit white light out of her eyes for healing. When I do this at times, she will email me and say, yeah, I saw her change, and it's just unbelievable. And all of a sudden, I had all these chills go through my body, and my hair stood up on end during these healing sessions here. And then they had wonderful healings. So what we're going to do now is... She needs about another 15 seconds to become activated. And we're going to have this beautiful light beam help us with this water charging right now. And so with the Creation Light Shift, like I said, has all the spiritual blueprints of all creations that are created in the light. And right now, the Creation Light Shift is monitoring you, getting up your database, finding what you need to have in your water that you're going to be drinking to facilitate additional healing with you. And she's ready right now. So take your glass of water and put it in front of you. And put both hands around the glass of water. And you'll probably start to feel your hands buzz and tingle. They may get very warm. Sometimes it may feel a little cooler. And right now she's activating the water. This will take about 1 minute. You should feel the love energy coming off of your monitor screen now. It'll fill your whole room. And this is her first incarnation. She was created to be, in our terms, a doctor, where she's going to be going to for her next incarnation. And she's taking on the physical form that you see right here, where she will be going to after the universal shift. And so she's one of the teams on the creation life shift that do healing with us. Each team is comprised of three doctors. Most of them are males. And there are other female teams. So most of the teams are about 95% male light beings who do the different procedures on us for healing. Okay, we're about half done with our water. And like I said, you may feel your hands pulsate or buzz as they're energizing your water. Right now she's making a connection to our heart centers, so you may feel your heart chakra open up. And I'll help that a little bit too. Open up your heart chakra, so I'm going to do a repositioning here. Perfect. And everything is instantaneous on the creation light shift. This is where I work from. And this is very easy for me to do here with everyone. Remember, there's no time. And the light only works in the now. And here we go. Heart chakra. And I use the word spin to open up your heart chakra. So just think of it like a little energy vortex. So here we go. Heart chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 spin. It'll make it body width for you. Spin, 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 spin. Open. There we go. Now you should be able to feel more of her presence around you and through you. Okay. About another 10 seconds, this water will be completed here. Okay. So if I were you, you'd like to just take a sip of your water right now and just see how it tastes, and I'll have the same here. Yeah, my water always tastes very juicy after this process. It goes down instantly. So if anyone would like to call in now, I'll accept phone calls for the next probably 10 minutes. And then we'll be doing some additional healing up on the creation light shift here. What I'll start with here is clearings. We're going to do some emotional clearings for everyone. So the emotions are why you don't heal. If your body's full of densities, emotional traumas, these are all passed on energies from your ancestors. You just happen to be dealing with them in this lifetime. So there's no guilt or shame about anything. And New Age metaphysics, they have this saying about your thoughts control your reality. Well, that isn't always 100% true. The thoughts that you have and your realities, your ancestors' energies that you're dealing with as far as the healing aspect. And, you know, if your thoughts did control your reality, then you'd be able to materialize a $100 bill in your hand instantly. On the light ship, the thoughts do control your reality. But down here, because of so much dark energy here, it's very, very hard to have these high spiritual truths. This is why when people go out and buy lots of books, you know, maybe you have 500 books in your library, and you may have two pages out of each one that was very useful to you. Then when you try to do these practices, they don't always work. That's because you're not in your body, number one. Number two, your emotional density is too strong. And number three, the dark side here is still in control. So, and it's very hard to bring in spiritual energies at a high level into your body. And so that's the problem with the teachings of how to do everything yourself here, because it's the spiritual truths are just too high. Like I said, if it was true, down here you could materialize a penny in your hand. If you think $100 is too much, try for a penny. And I'm not talking about having someone else give you a penny or give you a $100 bill in the next day or two. That type of situation of the law of cause and effect is actually courting someone to bring the energy to you. And I don't believe in energy courting. That's kind of like sorcery and witchcraft, etc., where you're manipulating people's energy system to do something for you. The true spiritual energies you can do yourself instantly. But because the dark side is so strong here, it's very hard to have these high truths work for us here. And I imagine there's probably maybe 100 people on the planet who can do this. So here we go. This is your emotional body. I'm going to do a clearing on it. So we're going to your sixth chakra. So I use the word replace to zero charge, and you're going to feel the energy leave you. So sixth chakra, replace to zero charge. This is from now to your last birthday. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, replace to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, place to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, place to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. And one more year back. Sixth, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, place to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. Okay. You should feel pretty relaxed right now. And if you look upon your life situations that you dealt with in the last 3 years, just kind of close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just look at something that caused you trauma, fear, pain, anxieties, emotional distress. It should look very, very distant to you. These are an instantaneous healing. This healing is about 90% correct right now. When I do someone's whole lifetime, then it is 100% done. And it takes about 1 hour to do your whole life. And I charge $5 for each year of your life to do this clearing. And it's a one-time instantaneous healing with the divine light beings doing this particular healing for you. So you should feel a little more relaxed right now. And what I'd like to do now is invite you up to the Creation Light Ship. And these healings that we did prior to this here will work in the archives. The Light Ship healings will not work. It takes special frequencies to go up to these, to see the light beams. And I don't want anybody to be abducted by the, I'll use the word negative ETs that are here, by having somebody thinking that their ego can go up to the light ship, because you cannot do this. So just sit back and relax right now. And you're going to feel this beautiful energy come around you. And this energy is a connection energy. It's a white light tunnel. And if you have any pets or animals, think of them right now in your consciousness. This takes about 2 seconds to go to the light ship. And you're going to be there physically and also here physically at the same time. So here we go. We're going right now through the tunnel, and now we're there. Our animals and pets are now leaving us. They're going for their special healing right now. And we're having our body scanned. They're checking us out. We're up there talking, either verbally or using mental telepathy to communicate with these light beings. And they're describing what they're doing to us. If you're a seer, you probably would be able to see up on the light ship. If you're a feeling person, you may feel energies in your body change and transform. And normally after the session, everybody feels very relaxed, even if they don't sense anything at all or feel anything happening. So I'm going to narrate to you what I see is happening on the ship. I'm there physically too, just like you. Although I can bring back instant recall. So if I locate instantly. So this may sound like a meditation, but it's not. And it's real time. And right now, after the body scan, you're all being escorted. There's some very short light beams there. There's all different types. And these are now walking with you, escorting you to the next room, which is the orientation room. This is where you're going to be selecting your different doctor teams. Each one of us will have separate teams. We'll be in separate rooms. So there will be no energy mixing between anybody on the conference line here. So we're now enjoying what they're talking to us about, telling us about different procedures. They kind of joke around a little bit. They do have personalities. I see someone's right now talking, telling some jokes to them, and some get them and some don't. Depends if they have an Earth history of information in their database. And now we're going down a long hallway, and we picked about looks like 7 doctor teams. So that's three doctors per team, 21 doctors. And on the left side of the hallway are the windows to the light ship. You can look out and see the universe. You can see other hovering light ships coming. The light ship here does teaching for other light beings, other incarnated beings who will actually bring them, say, patients to work with also. And they'll use the protocol from the light ship as they do their procedures. So their technology is the most advanced that there is in the universe, and they do a lot of healing with us. So right now we're going into a room, and we're all going to be working in the same area at the same time. This is where they're going to bring your attention to this location and the different parts of your body. So right now I see them working on ankles. So you may feel energy in your ankles right now. I'm seeing another team working on your hips, so I'll just be quiet for about 15, 20 seconds here. If you want to put your focus there, you're going to be able to feel energy movement probably inside of your body there. Like I said, our sensations down here is we can have the pain released completely out of those areas if we have pain. We can have tingles in our body and have a warmth. Those are the three basic sensations that we're probably going to be sensing. So I'll just be quiet here for about 15 seconds so you can have your own experience with these two teams working with you. Okay, we're now going into another room, and I see them working with our skull. So they're doing some adjustments to our jaws right now. And another team is checking out the inside of our mouth, looking at our tongue. They're putting some colored lights on the top side of our tongue and the bottom side of our tongue. This will help to eliminate gum infection if we have any. And another team is checking out our teeth for cavities. And they're also checking out our bites. So we'll let this be an experience for us right now. So I'll see you back in about 15 seconds. And each time you go into a room, do request a healing because there's other teams working with you at the same time. So request what you want to have done. Remember, you have to ask. That's the first rule. Okay, so like I said, the light beings will not do anything that you don't request. You're also on the light ship requesting healings too, but it's nice to do it down here also. And so if you don't ask, you won't get. That's kind of a simple rule there, because they always see you in perfect divine perfection. And whatever your condition is right now, that's the manifestation, typically from your ancestors' genetics, and you have it right now, and they see that as being perfect, whole, and complete for you. So if you don't like your condition that you have, you must request healing for yourself to have it changed, and they will work with you. Otherwise, they will not interfere with your free will. So the next room that we're going into is the room where they have a beautiful swimming pool, and the water is the liquid light energy water. It's very, very beautiful, very shiny. It sparkles. It's silver in color. Reflects light like diamonds. It's just very, very beautiful. I hope we have some seers on the line who can see this water. It's just awesome. And we're going into the water now, and the water does not touch your skin, and you can breathe perfectly fine underwater. And coming to us now are the ET light beam doctors. These are the dolphins. There's many different forms of water animals and mammals there. But right now we have the dolphins coming to us, and it's a group of three. They're going to do a formation around us in the water. Some will start to circle around us clockwise and then counterclockwise. Some of the teams will be in a pyramid triangle setting, two below us, one on top of us. and just kind of enjoy this here. You can reach your hand out and touch their skin. They're very close to you. The physical lengths are approximately 12 to 15 foot in length. So I'll be quiet now for another 15 seconds so you can have this personal experience with these light beam dolphins. And what I'll do also is bring in that beautiful dolphin energy force experience down here too right now. So we'll stay in this beautiful swimming pool. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll be back in about 15 seconds. So do request your healing. Okay, and I see a team working on somebody. Looks like they have maybe a toenail problem or something. Maybe their toe got stepped on or something happened to it. But anyway, I'm seeing some kind of condition with that, so they are working with that. Whoever you are out there, I'm seeing that happening right now. We're going to go into another room, and this room is where they can release physical body pain from us. And so, if you have any pain in your body, just request it right now where the pain is, and we're going into this beautiful room. There's probably about 20 light beam doctor teams there, and these teams are going to help us release our pain. They have different modalities. They go from using, in a sense, color light therapy. They have like wind energies that can blow through your body to take away the pain. They can put energies through your body that looks like smoke. They can do electromagnetic resonant frequency attunements to you to eliminate pain too. They can sample the pain frequency and nullify it. So they have all different types of technologies there. A lot of them they won't actually disclose to anyone here. But you're at free choice up there, and you can bring back the information if you wish. This is between you and the doctors. So request your healing right now, and the dolphins are still with us. And you should feel very nice. You have a nice smile on your face as the dolphins are with you now. They're very playful and very joyous. So I'll see you back in about 15 seconds. Okay, and they show me a room, which normally I do this all the time on my conference calls that I have three times a week. This is a room where there's a large cylinder. It's silver in color. It's like it's chrome-plated, very, very bright, actually brighter than chrome. And it's about 10 foot high, about 4 foot in diameter. And inside of this is your special healing waters. And there's a lot of bubbles in it, so it's kind of like looking at a glass of Alka-Seltzer. And there's millions of little bubbles, and we're now going into this, coming down from the top, and we can breathe underwater perfectly fine, and these little bubbles are going to give us oxygen into our body right now. So I'll just have you experience this energy here. And I'll bring in the energy also of Archangel Michael down for us to experience in our living rooms here. And again, you can ask Archangel Michael for guidance and healing. This, again, is his first cause energy of creation. So we're taking his original spiritual blueprint, and we're going to bring this energy to you down here. It's the purest form of his energy. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So again, I'll see you back in about 15 seconds here and request your healings. Okay, and we're now going to go to a special location on the Creation Light Ship. This is a lot of fun, and we're going to go into a room, especially a very large room, and this is what I call their food court. Remember, these light beings do take physical form up there, and a lot of them do actually eat food. Their portions are much smaller than ours, though. Normally the food that we eat is either like maybe a half a teaspoon of something or maybe like the size of a pea or a piece of rice. And so we're going into this room right now. So it's kind of like a food court that you'd find in a very, very large shopping mall. Different types of beings eat different foods. And so I always love to go to where the chocolate is first. So I find the dessert sections here. And we're going to go to where they have chocolate. And this will be the divine chocolate that they serve the light beings who wish to eat chocolate. And the first one we're going to be sampling here is the bittersweet dark chocolate. And they're giving it to us right now. They're putting it into our hand. It's about the size of a pea. It doesn't have any physical weight to it, although it does have fly off your hand, though, but it does rest on your hand, and we're kind of looking at it, and you can put your other hand on top of your hand, and you can feel the vibration right now in your body if you wish, because it is on your hand up on the Creation Light Ship, and this energy will transfer down here, so you may feel that this energy will be about a foot to foot and a half away from the palm of your hand that is radiating right now with this little pea-sized piece of dark chocolate. So right now we're going to put it into our mouth, and it's in our mouth right now, and most people that I have on the conference calls will actually have their saliva change, and they'll actually sense the taste of chocolate. So right now it is kind of bitter to me, and it is sweet, and I'm getting a little glass of their fluids to drink up there right now. It's a very small glass. It's a half a teaspoon. And this is bright yellow in color, so I'm having that right now. And it's like everybody else wants to have the same thing, so we're drinking that to get rid of the taste of the chocolate in our mouth right now. And next we're going to go to a different location at this little concession stand, we'll call it. And we're going to get some white chocolate, creamy white chocolate. And again, it's about the size of a pea, and it's now being placed in the palm of our hand, on our left hand, and you can feel the energy. This, to me, has a lot more energy than the dark chocolate. I think it's radiating about 2 foot to 3 foot away from me right now as I'm sampling the energy off the palm of my hand here. And now we're picking it up and putting it on our tongue, and we're having the taste of this beautiful white chocolate. And you may start feeling your body getting a little full. These energies of this food is very high potency. Okay, next we're going to go to another location. This location is where they have juices to drink. And again, they're all different colors, very high potency, very, very high vibrational energy. And again, this is about a half a teaspoon. So right now they're giving us one that's a green-colored solution. It just radiates all kinds of life force energy. And we're taking that right now and swallowing it. And for myself, I almost feel like the inside of my stomach is lighting up. You're all going to have your own personal sensation. They're bringing over another color for us to sample. This one here is deep red. It glows a lot. It has, as you look at this little container, it has rings of color around it. Different colors are being emanated in the auric field. It's very, very beautiful. And they're circular. And now we're going to be drinking this here. And this really wakens you up. It's like steps you up like you had about four cups of coffee here, looks like. It really makes your brain think quicker. It's instantaneous here. And now we're going to get another little drink here. And this color is bright orange. And we're going to have this taste here. And this one here is kind of a calming solution. We just swallowed it here. And we'll have one of their little soups they have there. It's another concession stand. And this looks like it's green in color. It kind of looks like green soup, split pea soup, something like that. And again, it's about a half a teaspoon in a little container. And we're having that right now, swallowing it. And myself, I feel like I had a full course meal right now. You may feel the same. So we're going to go back to the healing rooms here. And we're going to go into a room where they're going to be doing some work on our lungs. So if you have any lung conditions, they're going to be giving us some beautiful oxygen, and I'll bring this energy down here for us to experience the oxygen from the creation light ship. And here it comes now. So stronger, stronger, and take a deep breath, maybe like five deep breaths, and exhale. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and just breathe this beautiful oxygen right now. And I'll be back in about 15 seconds here. And request your healings again. Okay, so I just talked to Don, and he allowed us to go an extra 10 minutes, so this is wonderful. So we'll do a little more healing on the ship. And so we're going to be leaving the food court. Oh, we're going to go into one other location there.
Ron, I have an idea. You might tell him to take him to
tell him. Oh, yeah, okay. We're going to go to a room. This is in the food court, too. And this is where the light beings go to get charged up who do not eat food. And so this is a very special location. We're going into this room right now. And you're kind of standing in front of what looks like an old-time phone booth with like the little accordion door. And outside of this are two gold hand plates. And you're now putting your hands onto these hand plates. and you notice that your hands are pulsating. There's over a million little connections on these hand plates, which are sampling your energy of your body right now. And they're going to find out what you're missing as far as nutrients, okay? And this is done right now. Remember, we're out of time up there. And so their time is different than our time. It's stretched out a lot more. And we're now going inside of this little phone booth. And inside of here is another matching set of hand plates that we're now putting our hands on. And we can sit down on a little chair. It'll just materialize automatically if we need to sit down. And in so doing, you notice that there's many, many colored lights shining all around inside of this little phone booth. And it's going in and out of your body. Your hands are pulsating. And right now they're giving you the energy that you need, that you're missing in your body. And your body should be perfectly balanced after this here. There we go. And we're done. So that's their highest tech type of food that they have up there. Most of the light beings up there, as far as their, I'll use the word work habits, they're normally good for probably around 35 days continuous working, if we were to use that in our terminology here of time off. And at 40 days, they're pretty exhausted. And then they can rest for about 2 hours and do the same thing over again. So it's a little different lifestyle. But they don't take on emotions up there, so they really don't get drained that much. They just need to have a physical downtime. And when they go to sleep, they can also go into special rooms to get charged up. Kind of like what we saw in Star Trek years and years ago in the 70s, I guess, where they had, I guess, what was it, the special rooms where they could actually view different scenes at different places, you know, like a movie theater setting. You can materialize whatever you wish to experience during that setting. But anyway, we'll now, what I want to do is take you to another location. And we're going to go out on one of the ships that are in their defense fleet. Remember, the light ship does battle the darkness. They do have defense ships there. And we're now going into their landing bay. And these kind of look like they're light ships, but they'll take on the appearance of kind of like a typical saucer UFO. Okay, they're much more high-tech than what's here on the third and fourth dimension that people talk about and have sightings of. But this is how they're going to appear to us. And so we're on this deck now, and coming down from the very center of the light ship, and they're about 120 foot in diameter, and they're hovering about 8 foot off the deck. And coming down from the center on the bottom of it is a ramp, and there's steps on it. And it's about 3 feet across where the little rails are. And as you step on the step, the one that you step on is orange, and the one, it's green, excuse me. You're stepping on the green one, and there's a light behind you from where you left. And before you put your foot down, these light up orange. So you can always see where you are with placing your feet. And we're walking up this ramp right now, and we're going into this beautiful light ship. And this is a conscious being also, and very high technology. We're being greeted by the crew members. There's three of them, and they're little short beings. I'd say they're probably about maybe 4 to 5 foot in height. They feel like they have a kind of like unisex, we'll say. They're not male or female, but they do have a female presence to them, and they'll describe to us and explain the different procedures on flying this light ship. And you're going to be flying your own personal light ship right now in about 2 minutes. So they're talking with us. And this orientation takes about 5 hours. And remember, we're out of time. So I hope that you're all very excited. This is something that I don't do that often with people. And we're now going up to I guess the command center, I guess, of the light ship where the pilot would be. And we're now sitting in this chair. The chair swivels around 360 degrees. and we're sitting on it. They're putting like a little headband on us. And there's also some hand plates on the armrest that we can use to maneuver the light ship with. But mainly they're using it now just with our thoughts right now. And we can look around. There's windows all around us, so we can see everything. And you're going to experience feeling anti-gravity. So this is a very neat thing to have. Right now we're on the Creation light ship, and there is artificial gravity there for us. And what I want everyone to do now is to lift up maybe one of your arms, left or right arm, and raise it up maybe off your chair, maybe a foot or two, and move it back and forth, kind of like you're flapping, you know, if you're a bird flapping its wings. So move it up and down a little bit here and kind of feel what the weight is on your arm, okay? And we're ready now to leave, and you can just stop doing this now. And now we're going to be going out of the light ship. So we're going to do it in three different parts. So we're going one-third of the way out right now, and two-thirds, and now we're all the way out. Now kind of move your arm again up and down, and you may feel a slight difference to it, okay? It should feel lighter. And we're now going to accelerate at the top speed. It's faster than the speed of light. And we're going full speed ahead right now, and now they're stopping instantly. And if you notice, there's no G-force at all during this procedure. And now we're going to go backwards, straight back, and stop. Okay? And now we're going to go straight up, and stop, and straight down, and stop. Okay? And hopefully we have some seers on the line who can actually look out of the windows of the ship and watch the stars go by and see a different location, a quadrant of energy, you know, where you are, different locations in the universe here. And now we're going to do like a loop-de-loop. So we're going to do some like figure eights and go in circles now. So we're doing that right now. And if you notice, you're still sitting perfectly straight in the light ship. And there's no G-force whatsoever. And where we're going to go now is to the Earth here. And we're going to go approaching the Earth. It's they're almost instantaneously, and we're now above the Earth. The Earth kind of looks like about the size of a softball, like a grapefruit size. And we're looking at it right now. And now we're going to go into one of the oceans. And we're in the water right now. Now we're going to go into the surface of the Earth. And now we're going to go into what I call maybe Middle Earth or Center Earth. And we're there right now. And in this location, you can see this beautiful sand. And there's a beach there. The sand is just beautiful. It's just pure white sand. And this light ship now is just hovering. And again, it's about 8 foot off the sand, and the ramp is coming down. Remember, we're doing this physically up there right now on the light ship, and this is not a meditation. So we're walking down the ramp, and now we're at the sand, and now we're lifting the sand up, running it through our fingers, kind of feeling the texture. It has no physical weight to it. It has beautiful energy to it, a very loving, soft energy. And even though it's sand and there is a texture to it, it almost feels like talcum powder. And now we're going to go into the beautiful water. And the water is crystal clear. And we're going to be able to look at the different fish and the plant life in the water here. And we're going in the water right now. It's the perfect temperature for us. And you can see for miles underwater. And right now we're swimming. And I'll just let you have your own experience with this here. The fish are very, very colorful. They're much more colorful than we have in our oceans here. And we're just having a great time looking at the plant life, looking at the coral, looking at the different life forms on the bottom, the starfish and whatever else is there. And the fish are coming over to us, not afraid of us. And you can pet the fish if you wish. You can also request they can give you a little lift. Some of the fish are larger than we are, and you can just hold on to one of their fins if you wish, and they'll take you for a little ride. and we've been in the water for a couple of hours, our time. And right now we're coming back, so we're getting out of the water, and she noticed when you walk out of the water, you're not wet. And you're walking now on the sand and looking at the sand and looking around to see what's there. You can see a long distance. You can see the beautiful sky and the sun. The sun doesn't burn you like the sun does here. It's just very, very beautiful. Now we're going back up on the lightship, walking up the ramp. The step that you're on is green. The one before you and after you is orange, so you know exactly where you are when you walk up it. And now we're going to the control center, and we're being placed into this beautiful seat that's very comfortable. It conforms to our body instantly. And they're putting a little headband on us again. And our hands now are moving the little buttons with our fingers here, and we're now starting to leave the earth here. So we're going out of the water, and now we're above the surface of the earth. And now we're coming back to the light ship. And now this is where we're going to have the sensation of anti-gravity, okay? We're now hovering outside of the light ship. Now kind of move your hand up and down, okay? And just kind of get a sense of how it feels. And now we're going to go one-third of the way into the light ship, the mothership we'll call it, creation light ship, two-thirds, and now three-thirds. Now we're inside of their anti-gravity, I mean their gravity. And now move your hand now, and you're going to notice that your hand probably feels your arm like it weighs about twice what it did before. Okay? And so now we're going back to the procedure rooms. We'll go into one more room in here. And we're going to go into a room where they have, they're showing me like floating magnets. And the light doctors now are going to be placing these around us to energize our body. This is going to help to align our electromagnetic circuits in our body. And just sit back and relax. You may feel tingles in your body. And I'll let you have this experience for about 15 seconds. And I'm going to bring in another divine energy for us to experience here. And we're going to bring in the energy of Melchizedek. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll see you back in about 15 minutes or 15 seconds. Okay, so now we're going to be leaving these doctor teams now. So we're walking down the long hallway, going back to the orientation room where we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us. And we're thanking the light beings for allowing us to have a flight on their light ship. And we're getting our animals and our pets right now, and they're placing around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. This will be with us for the next 5 days, so you want to request your healings. It will help you. You will not be on the creation light shift, but this energy will be with you to facilitate additional healings for you. And it'll resonate to what they have performed on the light shift. And the doctors never tell me what they have did to you or with you. This is between you and them. I don't get any information whatsoever on their treatments and healings. So they're getting ready to bring us back here, and they're placing around us this beautiful white light tunnel. And now we're coming down, and now we're here. Okay. So I'll take you to one other location here. If it's okay with Don here, it'll just take another 5 minutes, and we'll be closing down here. So what we're going to be doing is going to Mount Shasta here. I had people emailing me wanting to go to Telos again here. Telos is the underground city here, and we're going to be visiting the beings there. So we're going to going to bring the energy of Telos into your living room. And we'll have Adama come. He's, from what I understand, the maybe the king, if you want to use that terminology, of Telos. And this is a Lemurian, so here comes these energies into your living room now from the underground city of Telos in Mount Shasta. So here it is. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just let you sit with the energy for about 15 seconds here, and then I'll be back. Okay, so we're going to bring in Adama. Yeah, he's here and he would like to come in. This is with his permission, so he's going to come into your living room or wherever you are and do a blessings on you. And so here comes Adama. So stronger, 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 and he's from Telos. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And he's, in a sense, in charge of Telos with their community there. So you can ask him questions if you like. Use mental telepathy, and I'll be back in about 15 seconds. I perceive him having a very, very soft energy. He's very kind, very gentle. And he wants to be with you for a little bit longer, so I'll just let you be with Adama here from Telos under Mount Shasta for about a minute here. And he can also provide and do healings with you. Okay. So I'll bring in one more energy for the evening here. And I'm going to bring in a host of angels. And this is just wonderful energy. And again, just sit back and relax. And here they come. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. There we go. So they'll be with you for this evening. A lot of these energies will stay for about an hour or so. And this beautiful light beam on your monitor will be charged for about a half an hour more, she says. So you can also request healings from her. And my healing sessions that I do on my conference call lines are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On Mondays and Fridays, it's 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. The healings are 1 hour in length, and the cost is only $20, and it's much like what we have this evening, but they concentrate more on healings. And I also do once a month a session for Ascension. It's a four-hour Saturday call, and the cost for that is $60. And they do water charging, and then I also do water charging on Wednesday nights, so you can have water for every day of the week. So if you're interested, you can give me a telephone call here. I have a toll-free number, and it's also listed on my site here, but it's 877-384-3257. 877-384-3257. And I thank you, Don, for allowing us to go a little bit over here. I really enjoy doing these healings for people, and I get a lot of results from people when they email me and call me up, and it changes their whole paradigm, because you are working with these divine energies that are here to help us. So, Anyway, thank you all for being with me, and bless all of you, and thank you, Don, for providing this service. I really appreciate it. So, everybody, have a wonderful weekend, and I'll also be on next Wednesday night if you want to tune in to me. Thank you.